Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford. I'm your pastor for the day. By the time you hear this recording, I will be in North Africa. I and a team from Emmanuel are going to seek out people interested in holding gospel conversations. We want them to know about Jesus, so we travel across the ocean because we so desire to live faithfully in our identity given to us by King Jesus. And if Jesus is your king, then he has given you this same identity. Listen to how Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Now, I know that was a lot to take in, but I wonder if you heard statements of identity in that passage. The first one is in verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. You are a new creation. Though you were born a sinner, Christ has recreated you as redeemed. You who were broken now are restored. Once condemned, now forgiven. Once a slave in bondage to your selfish desires, now you have been given the spirit of freedom and your heart has been made righteous. Of course, these things do not happen all at once, but progressively from one degree to another through the lifelong process of sanctification. Even still, you have been made new, and this is no more pronounced than in the reality that you have been reconciled unto God. Your relationship with him was broken, and that because your selfish heart drove you away from God. But now, as a new creation, you've been given a new heart, and Christ brings you near to God. You are reconciled unto God. What a wonder! By faith in Jesus, the first part of your identity is a new creation. Now, I wonder if you heard that second statement of identity. It was in verse 20. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Jesus sends us into the world that he is reconciling to himself, so that everyone can hear about the gospel of reconciliation, wrought on a cross, bursting from an empty tomb, and you need to tell people you are an ambassador. This is your identity, new creation and ambassador. You have been newly created so that you can be an ambassador. You are an ambassador because you have been newly created. So how are you doing with this identity? Are you living it out? Particularly, are you faithfully representing the kingdom of God? For what ambassador comes from another country and never talks about that country? And what ambassador is indistinguishable from everyone else in the foreign land? No, ambassadors speak constantly about their home kingdom. And as Christ's ambassadors, God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So whether people are around the corner or around the world, we have been sent to tell them about how to be reconciled unto God. Why? Because for our sake, the Father made the Son to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the very righteousness of God. In other words, ambassadors, we go around telling everyone how they can become new creations too. And if they repent and believe, then we teach them that they are also sent as ambassadors. Listen, this is not a calling. It is not a special mission for the few. This is the identity of everyone who is in Christ. You are a new creation in Christ, and you are an ambassador of reconciliation. It's why we at Emmanuel are going, and I hope it's why you go too. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.